Matthew Sampson replaces Sharon McConnell from seat C, who did not run to retain her seat. He attended with his wife, but his children were in school. Jennifer Luke is replacing Allison Lambert from seat D. She brought her husband and 5 young children. Superior Court Judge Paul Lyle, still wearing his judicial robes from a proceeding at the courthouse, began the ceremony with a soft-spoken observation that after several years of budget cuts, quote, budget problems seem to be capable of drawing the worst out of all of us, unquote. Then, over the protests from one of the children, he followed with a recommendation on what respectful public discourse for the school board should look like.
As you serve on the school board, that you will treat each other courteously, with respect, choose words carefully, and model for the students who you serve what it means to disagree without being disagreeable.
Then Sampson and Luke took the oath before their service.
I do solemnly affirm
that I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
Then it was a little paperwork, and the new members took their seats. The ceremony over, there was only one more item for Board President Wendy Dominique to cover before adjourning.
I need everyone to send me at least 3 committees that you would like to be a part of.
Those committees are state legislation, parent engagement, diversity, curriculum, discipline, or policy, and they are where some of the problem school district issues are worked out. The next school board regular meeting is November 5th. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.